This morning we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to share with you a sermon in song, and we've entitled it, Celebrating the Name of Jesus. With us, please.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name.
One of the main reasons that Jesus came was to show us what God is like. He said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." God admonishes us in his word to be still and discover or know what God is like. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Jesus informed his disciples that he was the good shepherd. He used this metaphor to remind them that because he loved them, he would lead and feed them. He would provide for their needs and protect them. He's promised to do the same thing for us as well. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. Sing it with us, will you please?
Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need you. From day to day.
faithful shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. One of the amazing things about Jesus is that he knows absolutely everything about us. Even the number of hairs on our heads. By the way, I've kept him busy in subtraction mode. You don't need to laugh at that. Well, even though this fact is true, that he knows everything about us, the amazing thing is that he still loves us. And he loves us unconditionally, despite our weaknesses and our failures. The next song clearly expresses this idea. I trust it will minister to you. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows your name. He'll hear you when you call. Jesus' ultimate purpose in coming was to save us, to rescue us from the consequences of our sinful decisions and actions. He laid down his life on the cross to pay our sin debt. It's what we'll be gratefully remembering as we take communion a little bit later. He died in our place. They buried him. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. I want you to remember this morning that he deeply desires to enter every human heart. And he patiently waits for this to happen. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Oh. fact of Jesus' resurrection from the dead is the linchpin of our faith. Nothing has greater impact on our future than the fact that he rose up from the grave. Trusting in the reality of the resurrection gives us hope for the future. It gives us strength amidst our struggles and ultimate victory over death.
God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. And life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light, the glory, and I'll know he lives because
said? Amen. 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 It's true. Amen. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that the double S's on the collars of the Salvation Army uniform represented saved to serve. I won't ask for a show of hands if you remembered that. But when we pause to consider all that Jesus has done for us, it's natural for us to want to serve him, not to try and pay him back. We could never do that. But to show him how much we really do love him. As we willingly serve, our love for Jesus grows. Our final song expresses this well. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Since I started forth the kingdom.
And sing that chorus with us one more time and make it a testimony to your assurance and your desire that the longer you serve him, the sweeter he grows. Let's sing it together.
The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows.
Father, we thank you for the beautiful truth that's embedded in this song. Lord, many of the people standing in your presence this morning have been serving you for a very long time. And Lord, I pray that the words of the song are true for each of us, that the longer we serve you, the deeper our love for you becomes, and the sweeter our relationship with you grows. Lord, I pray if there's anybody here this morning and they have never had the privilege of inviting Jesus into their heart and life, that you would prompt them to do that even now. Maybe they could use the little prayer on the back of the order of worship in the bulletin and say those words, make them their own, and invite Jesus, receiving him as their forgiver, and surrendering to him as their loving leader. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we pray in the name above all names, the name of Jesus. Amen.